At the beginning of the show today, I talked about the many lies and conspiracies being thrown around about Alex Pretty and how they're being so eagerly embraced. This, of course, is the work of Satan, and those who commit these actions do so with his approval. Jesus tells us this in John chapter 8, verse 44, "You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it." Add to that how so many are actually mocking and even laughing about the deaths of Alex Pretty, before that Renee Nicole Goodbye Ice officers. Loss of the life of someone who never did harm to others is being joked about, actually joked about, with the laughing emoji or some insipid meme that's based on a lie. Is this a sign of the last days that we read about in so many parts of the Bible? Well, here's what we find in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. "Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons." Many of those memes bounce around social media made the claim that Alex Pretty was some flamboyant transsexual or cross-dresser. Well, those photos were actually of a man named Kyle Wagner. He also lives in Minneapolis and is an Antifa supporter, but the people who were spreading this false narrative about Alex Pretty were doing so in order to say that this person, because they were different and they didn't approve of, was a bad person whose life was worth less than others. I'm of the belief that if you ask the person doing this whether they're a true, devout Christian, they would say quickly and strongly, they would reply that, yes, they are. Well, that's so, I think their Bibles must be missing John chapter 13, verse 34. That's where Jesus gives us this instruction: "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another." We are not to place love of ourselves as a top priority. We are to show love for others. When we do that, we show the love of God. It's not us who are to or will judge others. Judgment seat of Christ is called that for a very important specific reason. Here's how 1 John chapter 4, verse 16 explains this: "We have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him." Getting back to the ways that lies are being spread, is it done with long, detailed explanations, quote-unquote, almost a manifesto type of way? Well, like occasionally, but rarely. Lies are most often spread by, right, memes. We just love those memes, don't we, which make use of really as few as three or four words. And why so few words? Is truth that easy to share? No. But lies, aimed at those seeking confirmation for their ignorance, that's easy to share. Paul in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 18 writes this: "Having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart." Those who embrace the lies that come from them have given a deaf ear, certainly to what Proverbs chapter 8, verse 5 instructs: "O you simple ones, understand prudence, and you fools, be of an understanding heart." As Christians, we're not supposed to bring lies into the world and feed the fire of Satan. The last days are indeed approaching. It's vital to worship God with nothing but truth. Here's how Jesus addresses this. Let's go to John chapter 4, verse 23. "But the hour is coming, and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him." Now, how do we know when the truth is in front of us? Are there ways we can keep ourselves from starting or spreading intentionally, unintentionally, the lies? Well, thank God that we have a helper for all that, the Holy Spirit. Here's how Jesus explains this in John chapter 16, verse 13. "However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come." So, how are we as Christians supposed to put down the lies and protect the innocent from them? Well, God gives us plenty of instruction with his word. Jesus in Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 through 17, reminds us of how we are the body of the church, with Jesus, of course, as the head, and the battle is not ours alone. Reading here, "Moreover, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he hears you, you have gained your brother. But if he will not hear, take with you one or two more, that by the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. And if he refuses to hear them, tell it to the church. But if he refuses even to hear the church, let him be to you like a heathen and a tax collector." We're not to give cover to those who lie either. We're told to basically call them out as a warning for others. Reading here from Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. "Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted." The Word of God, of course, is the Word of truth. Any and every false word will be revealed by His Word. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. "For the Word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." Titus chapter 2, verse 15 also reminds us of the authority by which we take this action against lies. "Speak these things, exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no one despise you." Finally, why do we even need to take on this battle? Why not just let the liars go lie and meet their inevitable dark destiny? James in James chapter 5, verse 19 and 20 has the answer to those questions. "Brethren, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his ways will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins."